the most lovable baby in the world. And we became a family of five. My parents, my brother Paul and I, and then Margaret. Margaret was a vivacious person. She was also a lot of other things. Demanding, private, conscientious, creative, courageous, determined, sometimes angry and irritable. But she was a happy baby and a smiling and cheerful adult. Drinks had to be pink cosmopolitans. Shoes had to have high heels. Parties had to be fabulous. Food had to be delicious. And there had to be a lot of it. And she was fond of music. Classical and pop, but mostly pop. She was a pop chick. Ever since she was 2 years old and danced in her diaper to the pop hit Where's Your Mama Gone? And when she learned to play percussion and piano and later went to the Pet Shop Boys concert with me, and right up to the day she lay dying in her hospital bed with her iPod beside her, pop music was part of her life. But she was only half a pop chick. She was steely, too. She met the world with what a friend once called laid-back dignity. I could do with some of that. Maybe that is the direction I should run in. So I run and run with my sister's pop music in my ears in an attempt to catch up with just a little bit of what was her. We all experience a narrowed vision when we go through grief or anxiety. Tunnel vision, perhaps. When we suffer, we lose compassion for the suffering of others. We don't connect to others through loss, and grief does not bring out the best in anyone. Grief only has positive consequences in melodramatic movies and other banalities. But losing Margaret shook my universe in a way that never comes up in everyday.